It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have your company. The Joint Finance Committee is supposed to conclude its state budget revisions this week ahead of a full legislative vote this month. Along with tax and spending changes, the budget includes a proposal to lift residency requirements for most public workers. Governor Scott Walker had wanted to do away with the restrictions completely. The budget committee softened that position, allowing municipalities to require fire, police, and emergency personnel to live within 15 miles of the entities they serve. Well, nothing is final until the budget becomes law, but the committee's plan is likely to take effect next month. And that has realtors wondering how the residency requirement change could affect the local housing market. Mike Ruzicka is president of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. He shared his predictions with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley.
Based on what we've seen anecdotally with realtors talking to their clients, we don't really think it's going to have a dramatic impact. One of the things that we really would caution city employees and police and firemen is to not think about, well, the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. That's one of the things our members have been telling their clients, okay, let's calm down here. Yeah, it's a great right to have. But you don't necessarily want to put a for sale sign in your yard before really kind of walking through and thinking through what the impact is. There could be a lot of people, not only public employees, but just citizens in the whole state, have a very tight home-to-value ratio. For example, if you have a $200,000 house, you might have a $150,000 or $175,000 mortgage on it when you purchased it in, say, 2000. But in the recession, the value went down substantially. And so from 2000 to 2007, maybe it went up 25% or something like that. Most of that gain was lost during the recession. So right now, you're kind of even with where you were in the early 2000s. So a lot of people are saying, well, it doesn't really make sense to sell now. We want to recoup some of that equity we used to have. And so they're going to put off selling. And the other thing, another substantial consideration that 80% of home buyers take into consideration is schools. And a lot of public employees send their kids to really nice, fantastic schools in MPS or private schools. And they don't necessarily want to leave that. And then another component of it is their neighborhood. They've probably been in the neighborhood for several years and know their neighbors and kind of just know the culture of the area. And they're like, well, we really, really like it here. And the other thing is Milwaukee's a very nice city. And being a city employee and living in the city right now, you're very close to all the amenities in the city, the lakefront, you know, the downtown restaurants all over the place. So there are a lot of reasons not to leave, not to put your house up for sale right away. And so we really caution people to think deeply about whether they want to sell their house or not.
I know you ran into some challenges in trying to quantify the potential migration from this. What were those difficulties, and what's the value of trying to quantify how people might move as a result of a residency change?
Just a simple problem of getting lists, getting phone numbers of employees. So it was just a technical thing. But you know, there are other ways to do it. Given where the Joint Finance Committee is in the process, I don't know that it makes sense for us to really try and quantify it right now. We were just curious as to what the impact would be on the marketplace. What's interesting is getting rid of residency at this point in time, the current market conditions really present the ideal time to get rid of residency, because getting rid of residency obviously allows people to move wherever they want. But as I said before, with the loan-to-value ratio, people really need to consider, okay, how much do I have? Do I owe on my loan? What kind of equity do we have? Things like that. In this market, with prices being down so much compared to the peak of the market in 2007, it may not be a great time to sell. So we think that'll have a dampening effect on people's decisions to sell.
The Finance Committee did decide that fire, police, and emergency personnel could live within 15 miles of the entity that they serve. If that becomes law, could we see a specific migration to those rings of land around boundaries? Do you think that'll make a difference?
Yeah, I think that might play into some families' decisions on where to live. But I don't know, you know, if someone was thinking about moving out to Heartland and that's too far away, I don't know that it's going to impact them that much.
You've talked about the difficulties of selling and why some people might change. How might a change in residency requirements change supply and demand and affect the cost and ease of home sales, both in Milwaukee and in the suburbs?
If there is any influx, and I don't think there will be, but if there's any influx of properties coming on the market, one of the advantages, again, to getting rid of residency right now is that we have a deficiency of listings right now. The market is very tight. We're generally under, in the market, the four-county area, we're under 6 months of inventory. And usually you want to be between 5, 6, 7. That's kind of a balanced market. But we're actually tending a little bit under 6 months, depending on the specific community you're talking about. So if some properties do come on the market, they'll be absorbed very quickly.
Would a residency requirement change further segregate the region due to white flight or middle class moving out, or would it diversify it possibly with urban minorities moving to the suburbs?
That's a good question. I think hopefully it wouldn't have a negative impact on the area. I don't think it would. But, you know, diversity would certainly be helped by it. I don't think it would hurt at all.
What about the real estate market for businesses? Could we see new shops and restaurants opening in the suburbs if more people moved out that way? Could some possibly close here in Milwaukee?
If there were significant numbers of people moving, that's possible. But I don't think we'd have that kind of exodus or influx. And one of the things I think that everybody needs to remember is every house that's sold in the city of Milwaukee has to be occupied by someone, because even though someone sells it and they might move, somebody's moving into that house. So hopefully those people will be gainfully employed. Otherwise, they probably couldn't afford the property. And the properties where public employees live are in really wonderful neighborhoods. So I think they're oftentimes really well kept. So I think those properties would attract very fantastic buyers and families to the neighborhoods that would also patronize a lot of businesses in the area.
I know in the Legislative Fiscal Bureau report on this to the Joint Finance Committee, they talked about Detroit and Minneapolis saying that when they lifted their residency requirements, a lot of people did leave. But then you look at Detroit declining in general. Mm-hmm. What are those aspects you were talking about, some of them just now, about Milwaukee that would make people want to stay? And why would we not see the significant numbers that some other cities have seen when they've lifted their residency requirements?
Detroit is really a unique animal, and there's so many problems that they've had. But, you know, I think Minneapolis is a good example. What other cities have changed? I think Philadelphia and Pittsburgh have recently gotten rid of some components of their residency. And as I said, the properties that are sold are occupied by other families, and those families are just as good as the families that left. So I think that they'll be patronizing local businesses and sending their kids to local schools and things like that, just as the public employees who might leave do. I think it's more the personal decisions. One of the things that a lot of people, especially when you live in the area and you travel throughout the region every day, and you see the warts of the region. But this is a really, really nice area. Everybody, when we have transfers coming into Milwaukee, it's sometimes difficult to get them to transfer to Milwaukee in Wisconsin because of our climate. But very seldom do they want to leave. You know, a couple of years later, they're like, boy, our kids really like it here. We like the schools. They can walk or ride their bikes to school or to the pool or wherever. It's just a really, really great area to live in. Another thing that a lot of the opponents of changing residency have mentioned is, for example, Minneapolis. And I think, is it a third of the teachers no longer live in Minneapolis? It's a fairly substantial number. But it really, it's a product of the recession. A lot of the communities or municipalities and cities that changed the residency requirements did so in the late 90s or maybe early 2000s. And that was right before the boom market started. And we saw people changing where they lived. The level of people moving around the region, not only our region, nationally, was off the charts. And because people bought a house in 2000, they realized it went up in value by, you know, 30% a couple of years later. Then they would sell it and buy a bigger one. So there was a lot of movement throughout the first 7 or 8 years of the last decade. Then when the recession hit, everybody stayed put because they couldn't sell their house. And so it's really hard to look at what's going to happen to Milwaukee in the next few years compared to what happened in other cities in the early part of the decade, because there was so much movement.
Is there a reason for an advocacy angle too? When you're speaking, are you saying that for realtors, it's a good thing to lift the residency requirement, or are you just looking at the data and saying this is probably what will happen?
No, it wouldn't be better or bad for the market to lift it. We're really mainly concerned with what's the impact on the market going to be. And that's why we were trying to divine, okay, what's the impact? What's our exposure here, both for realtors and their business, but also in the property values in the communities that will be affected. And one of the things I think everybody has to remember is this isn't just Milwaukee. The budget bill lifts residency statewide. So it would affect Milwaukee County, Madison, Sheboygan, every municipality in the area.
You mentioned earlier schools, and involved with that is property tax revenues. If a large number of middle-class families were to leave Milwaukee, what would that mean for property tax revenues and the school system here?
If a lot of people left, as I said before, the new families moving in would pay the property taxes. So I don't think it's going to be that significant. There is, you know, a lot of public policy debate about whether people who work in MPS, for example, should live in the district. And those are perfectly fine public policy arguments to have, and I think they are being aired pretty vocally. But as I said, what we're mainly concerned with is, okay, let's dig down to what does this mean to what's going to happen to property values, but also to the number of properties that might come on the market and things like that. And the opponents are painting the worst-case scenario. The proponents are saying it's not going to have any effect. We're somewhere in between. We know that somewhere between zero and every public employee is going to leave Milwaukee, but we're pretty certain that it's going to be on the low end of that scale.
Because you're saying that it's on the low end of the scale, what does that mean for transportation? Would we have more people commuting so that we need roadway expansion or more public transportation, or is it going to be so minor that it's not even going to affect a person's morning commute?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to affect anybody's commute at all. You know, a good example, or just to add some details to it, there are about 250,000 households in the city of Milwaukee, and there are roughly 20,000 public employees, I think just under that. And so if you look at the total number involved, so if all 20,000 public employees had their own house and were part of that 250,000, that would still only be 8% of the households in the market. And if a quarter of them decided to sell, the market would be able to absorb them. There wouldn't be a whole lot additional miles traveled on roads. The impact overall would be fairly minimal.
And the Legislative Fiscal Bureau suggested some alternatives, like allowing a percentage of employees or those with seniority to live outside a given boundary. That's very unlikely, any of those changes occurring. But if the legislature were to adopt a change like that, how might that change things in terms of the real estate market?
It would certainly make the number of people that might put their house up for sale smaller, but I don't think it would have a dramatic impact. The number of people involved isn't enough to really change the world of real estate too much.
Mike Ruzicka, thank you for being on Lake Effect.
Thank you very much.
Mike Ruzicka is president of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. He spoke with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley about how lifting the residency requirement for public workers could affect the area real estate market. Ristorante Bartolotta is celebrating 20 years in 2013. We'll talk with the co-owner, Joe Bartolotta, next. You're listening to Lake Effect on WUWM.